I've been given some medication in the form of a cup of tea, a delicious cup of tea, and I'm sat looking at one, two... How many chickens you got, Mark?
Six at the minute.
Six chickens. Mark's boff.
Soon to be five.
Soon to be five.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what's for dinner?
Well, we just need a special occasion, really, and then, yeah, he's for dinner.
Don't say it too loud. I'm thinking you're going to make him uncomfortable. I was kind of north-ish, so I thought I'd head over it, and it took me about, I think, an hour or so to drive over from Ironbridge, and I'm just in a beautiful, beautiful spot. It appears in the middle of Nowheresville. The only civilization I can see is a very old cottage and a railway line in the distance. When's the next train due?
Anytime.
You must know.
They're quite regular, though. Every sort of half an hour there's one.
I haven't noticed one since I've been here. I guess they just happen.
I've started to set my day by it. There's it starts about 5:30 with a steam train going past.
Wow.
Every day. I think that goes up to Scotland. But it's a full-on old-fashioned steam train. I've not looked into any more detail than that. And there's the Virgin pendulum leaning trains.
Yeah.
There's a couple of local
You've
trains.
You've become a spotter, haven't you?
I have. My dad comes here and just sits watching trains.
Wow.
Loads of freight goes past that's quite interesting. There's a nuclear train, as we call it, which is quite bizarre. Looking white thing, the whole
it
thing
probably
is
as well. It used to come through Rugby. I remember it well. There used to be little protests with people who would go, rah, and then it was gone.
Right, yeah, totally. There are only visitors, so it kind of never gets annoying, really.
No, I haven't seen one car.
No, you do get cars going past, but there's maybe six or seven.
Lost, probably.
Yeah, a day. Yeah, there's not much of a through route, so just a couple of farms.
So you've completely literally changed your life. You've done what a lot of people dream about. You've moved out of the city, and straight away I can see how much work you've done in not a lot of time. And you're eating your own eggs, and you're growing your own veg, but you've got bigger plans around this, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got we're hoping before the end of the summer we'll have at least 8 pigs. We are planning a smokehouse as well, to smoke our own meat. It'll be a community smokehouse, which I'll use for 2 days a week for smoking my own meat, and then the rest of the week it will be free to use by the rest of the community. The idea is to have a little spot that A, I can pimp Love Fresh to people, but B, I can kind of like do a little bit of practicing what I'm going to be preaching a bit, which is communities taking more interest in what they're eating.
Speaking of pimping Love Fresh, tell me more about your project, Love Fresh.
It's a very simple, hopefully, little tool to enable people using their mobiles to find local food really quickly and allow people who are growing local food to blip their fresh produce out to anyone who's signed up to the service. As an example, if you're driving along the motorway, I'd encourage you, once Love Fresh is out, not to go to a service station for your lunch, but to quickly open up the app. It'll tell you the nearest Love Fresh location within 5 miles.
Wow.
Pop down there, grab a bit of food, and you can do the local economy some good and possibly enjoy yourself.
Oh, man. So all these chains and these faceless, nameless brands we see cropping up all over the place will have some serious competition from the independents, the people who really care about what they're producing, care about what they're doing.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, the hardest thing for us is keeping it simple, this application, because there's so many things we want to do with the way people learn about local food and find out when it's available. It shouldn't really be the supermarkets that know when the farmer's crop comes into harvest. It should be his neighbours and the people in the local village, and that's what we aim to happen. And we think the local community should have first dibs on that food. And if the farmer's convinced there's a network in place to allow that, the farmer can be persuaded a lot more easily, from what I've discovered by speaking to them, than if they, you know, are just left with the possibility of selling at farmers' markets. So, you know, left with that as the only choice, they'll go with the supermarket as the person they contract to their meat to. But if they know they've got an outlet, they're happy to go independent, and they feel like they've got more of a chance. So it should be interesting. I mean, hopefully it'll be taken as simply and as usefully as we mean it to be.
Have you got a URL yet?
We have. It's just Love Fresh with a dot before the SH.
Oh, nice. I do like these new fangled URLs. I've got a couple.
You've got a ridiculous number of Love Fresh. We've got, or you can get us at welovefreshlocalfood.com, or you can get us at fr3.sh.
Nice. You've gone the geek way.
Just the URL shortener, really, for links. But, there's no getting around. It's people will accuse us of ripping off Foursquare or Gowalla, but... we're putting the emphasis on...
Which are very, very American anyway.
They're very American, and they put the emphasis on the person, and they make no particular distinction with the person's activities apart from by their gaming mechanism. And we want to make it very clear and from that our philosophy is GPS and location apps are much more beneficial and useful to the person using them if they have a concentrated, focused purpose. So in this case, it's all about fresh local food, whether that's finding a restaurant that sells local vegetables or whether, whatever it is. We're not going to tell the community how to use it. We're not even saying it's about organic food. You know, organic's great, but it's not what everyone can afford, or there's not always a compelling argument why it should be organic. It's much more compelling that animals are free range and that vegetables are not grown using concentrated methods.
So if, for example, somebody like, let me just pick a name out of my head, Waitrose, for example, wanted to appear within your searches, what would they have to do? A car went past, what's going on? Must be lost or something sinister happening. What would they have to do to get involved?
Absolutely nothing. They just have to be stocking local farmers, local producers' food. So whether that's the local smokehouse that wants to get its fish into Waitrose, if a big supermarket wants to embrace local food, there's no reason why I'd want to discriminate against that. I think it's great. I'm a realist. Yes. I'm definitely not. I'm not approaching this from an eco-warrior's point of view. This is definitely all about loving food and just wanting to get hold of fresh food. I've always been on holiday and wanted to find, where the fella who's catching the best fish from the beaches or all of that kind of stuff. And it's always a bit of a task. It takes several days of looking about and speaking to people, whereas I'd like to be able to open an app. And so that's why we've made Love Fresh, really.
I'm really looking forward to it now. Any chance I can get my hands on some kind of testy app?
I should think so. We've got a HTML5 working web app now, which is running on my friend's server. We can test it in a minute if he's managed to stick it on. It'll be launched within the next, to a private closed group in 2 weeks, but possibly to a few select individuals, since you ask. In a week or so, I'd have thought. We've got some work on the UE to do, basically, but once that's finished, the mechanism's working. The code's all working. The framework we've built's working really nicely and simply and quickly and accurately. We're getting 1 meter, 2 meter GPS accuracy for some reason.
Wow.
We don't know that that's just the new Google APIs we're using, but it's pretty spot on.
That's brilliant. And it's genuinely an app that enhances life, and who better to design it than someone who's definitely, definitely enhanced your life recently, tried and tested.
It makes a change from Dalston, doesn't it? Oh, I don't know, I miss all the crack and the street sirens, but never mind, I'll get over them.
You wean yourself off it. Excellent, thank you very much, Mark. And
my pleasure, mate.
Your Twitter name?
It's lovely to see you. At Mark Spoff, with two Fs.
And that's where your audio booze go to, and all the information that you'll need to know about Love Fresh as well. I'm going to finish my cup of tea and probably hit the road, but after a quick glimpse at the app. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, mate. Lovely to speak to you.